Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking inner power and calm. Ever feel like the inner critic is running a non-stop commentary on your life? You know, that voice that whispers doubts, points out every flaw, and leaves you feeling less than amazing. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're tackling something super important. Overcoming self-criticism and building genuine self-acceptance. Because let's face it, a little self-love goes a long way in this crazy world, right? First things first, you need to recognize the culprit. That pesky inner critic isn't your true voice, it's a learned pattern of thought that can hold you back from living your best life. It thrives on perfectionism, fear of failure, and comparing yourself to others a recipe for serious self-doubt. But here's the game changer. You have the power to silence that critic and replace those negative thoughts with empowering ones. Ow. By practicing some seriously cool self-compassion techniques. Think of it like treating yourself like your best friend. Would you trash talk them constantly? Nope. So why do we do it to ourselves? Number one, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts its rant, stop and ask, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answer is a big fat no. By questioning these thoughts, you start to see them for what they are, just unhelpful chatter. Number two, practice gratitude. Seriously, taking time to appreciate the good stuff in your life can work wonders. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already amazing. Think about three things you're grateful for right now, big or small. It could be a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just a beautiful sunrise. Number three, celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Every step forward is worth celebrating. Did you finally finish that project? Did you rock that presentation? Give yourself credit, because those accomplishments are proof that you're capable and awesome. Number four, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love, care, and understanding you would offer a loved one. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Learn from them, move on, and keep striving for growth. And finally, remember that self-acceptance is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel confident, and moments when that inner critic rears its ugly head. But the key is to keep practicing these techniques, keep being kind to yourself, and keep believing in your awesomeness. Ever felt like you're constantly comparing yourself to others on social media? You know that feeling when you scroll through perfectly curated feeds and start doubting your own worth? Trust me, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Those social media snapshots rarely tell the whole story. Remember, what you see online is often a carefully constructed highlight reel, not necessarily an accurate representation of someone's real life. Think about that friend who always seems to be posting amazing travel pics. Sure, they might have an incredible life, but chances are they are also facing their own challenges and insecurities just like you and me. So how do we combat this comparison trap? First, remember that everyone is on their own unique journey. What someone else achieves doesn't diminish your own accomplishments or potential. You don't have to compare your behind the scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Second, focus on what makes you amazing. What are your strengths? What are you passionate about? Celebrate those things and keep striving to be the best version of yourself. Take a step back from social media if it's becoming too much. Remember, real life is happening outside of that screen. Spend more time connecting with loved ones, pursuing your hobbies, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. And lastly, don't be afraid to unfollow accounts that make you feel negative or envious. You have the power to curate your own online experience. Let's recap. Silencing that inner critic is all about challenging those negative thoughts, practicing gratitude, celebrating your wins, being kind to yourself, and remembering that self-acceptance is a journey. And remember, when it comes to social media, focus on your own unique path, celebrate your strengths, spend time doing things that make you happy, and don't be afraid to curate your online experience. You got this. Until next time, keep shining brightly and unlocking your inner power. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-love and leave a review if it resonated with you. I want to hear from you. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of stoic confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.